This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. It's 7:07 on your Friday. Say Habajiba.
Habajiba.
And we are in the Aloe Fiber Studios. Good Morning NoCo brought to you by Air Solutions of Greeley, Brian, Tanner, Angel at the controls, and our lovely special guest every Friday. It's not even a guest. She's our Friday girl. She's our Habajiba girl. She's our entertainment queen. She's my buddy, Miss Susan Moore. Hi, Susan. How are you, dear?
Habajiba, guys, I couldn't be better, and I thank you for asking. What a beautiful, chilly morning, 20 degrees here in Timnath.
Oh, well, thank you for that weather report.
Yeah. We're doing good. Those in the second segment.
She doesn't know that yet.
Oh, okay. Susan, what's we're going to do North Dakota stuff in the second segment. I told Brian I got to work on that, and he said no, he doesn't want a faker. So.
I don't want him. There's nothing worse. Look, you know, it's all hat, no cattle. You know, like the fake cowboys who will do things like that. And then when somebody comes in and they start to say coat and they do that and they say, oh, it's a Dakota. And no, you've never even been near there.
So what am I? Because I've got all cattle, no hat. Because that's backwards.
We're going to get you a hat.
No,
Come on.
No. You're not a hat guy?
I'm not a cowboy hat guy.
I love my cowboy hat.
Because I...
And excuse me, my cowboy hat.
Cowboy. We got a real certified cowboy. But no, I just my main job is a radio guy. But do I own cattle? Yes. So
the hard thing is getting these headphones over a cowboy hat.
Isn't that the truth?
I'm not going to fake to be something I'm not. So I'll just be all cattle, no hat.
All right. Well, I'm still working on getting the headphones that'll fit over one. Susan found a way to wear a tiara each day and still get the headphones over those. Hey, did you watch any of the CMA Awards, Susan?
You know, I started, you guys, but I dozed off right after Leave a Light On in the Kitchen.
Oh, that was the Ashley McBride song.
Yeah. And then I thought, I'm just going to close my eyes for a minute here, and I was out.
Well,
tell me what happened.
Well, people sang, and people were happy, and they got awards, and there was clapping. And that's pretty much
it. That's, I couldn't have summed it up any better.
You know, Susan, we were at an award show where I believe Chris Stapleton had just got on stage to sing, and Susan's like, I need wine. I need more wine. And then she disappears for like an hour.
Yeah.
And then comes back in, and I suddenly see her up a little further where she's made her way. So we had some good times at those, that's
we
for
did.
Sure.
But, you know, working with me is like herding squirrels.
No, it's like herding squirrel.
Squirrel just... but it's a mean, crazy little one. All right, should we dive into
it? Yeah, let's dive into it.
All right, let's find out. I need you for this portion. I know you got important stuff going on over there.
No.
But I'm going to do what you do to me. Get off the damn phone and join the program. Thank you.
Because it's time for...
What day is it?
What day is it today?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
What day is it, Mike?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What day is it today?
Guess what day it is.
I missed your background singing, Susan. That was wonderful.
I know. Thank you. Let me grab my tambourine for next week.
Okay. No, that's my girl.
So
all right.
I have to tell you, I just was peeking at the celebrity birthday list, and we'll get there. There's a lot of beautiful women that I have no idea who they are. So if you know a bunch of beautiful women, you know you're gonna be well
today.
I do.
My wife, Susan.
My wife.
My daughter.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Your wife.
Yeah.
Your mother.
My mother. Yeah. Nailed it. It is National Civic Pride Day today here on November 10th. This is the day where, you know, we celebrate. We got through an election. We survived the election. Here in Colorado, there's more to play in that. But today is the day that you take pride in doing your civic duties, of being that juror, of voting, of
being an active participant in
citizen.
The community and everything that makes it so.
Yep. It's inspire everyone to promote the dynamic communities they live in. It is National Vanilla Cupcake Day today.
Love cupcakes.
I'm not a big cupcake guy, but if it's a vanilla cupcake, give me the chocolate frosting on the top. Not the vanilla frosting. Too much vanilla at that point. How do you guys feel about vanilla cupcakes with chocolate frosting?
Very good. Much so.
Good.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
good.
I think we're for it. Yeah. I'm bipartisan on cupcakes.
No need for name calling. All right. It's National Forget Me Not Day today, Brian, on November 10th. It reminds Americans of the sacrifices returning soldiers have made of body, blood, and limb, created in 1921. The day reminds Americans that National Forget Me Not Day originally raised funds for services for returning injured soldiers.
I remember.
At the time, the existing hospitals were insufficient to support the numbers of returning disabled veterans, and I know that that's still a crisis facing this country, is underfunded VAs and mental health support for our veterans returning. So on this day, if you have it in your heart and in your mind and in your wallet, consider donating and you know, if you know a veteran, reach out to them today, because every time this comes around, we love to take a moment and celebrate and honor it, and we know how far that goes. So make sure you do that today.
No question.
It is United States Marine Corps' birthday today as well, Brian.
Happy birthday to the Marine Corps. Several members of my wife's family proudly served in the Marine Corps, and you never quit.
Yeah, 100%.
You never quit. There's some pride that goes in there.
Do you know when the Continental Marines were first invented?
No.
Established on November 10th, 1775.
Wow.
Yeah, all the way back then. So you talk about a rich history. So salute to everyone who has served this country. All right, celebrity birthdays. Here we go.
Oh, I feel good about this.
I'm going to go.
Yeah, I did. That was a stretch, Susan.
All right, me too.
Okay. You good, girl?
Yep, I'm ready.
Everybody's all stretched out. You ready?
Yeah, I think so.
20.
Oh, ridiculous.
20.
All right.
Whoa. Ready? You ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Roland Emmerich turned 68.
No.
Oh.
Tell me what he did.
He was a director. One of his first films was screened at the Berlin Film Festival back in 1984. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it seemed like he did a James Bond movie or something.
He looks like he could be James Bond.
Okay.
I don't know if he did or not, but all right. Firing a blazing start for you guys. Sinbad turned 67.
Yes, he's a bad comedian. Yeah.
He is bad, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Tough to be a comedian if you're not funny.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, at least he's trying.
Hey, but Dangerfield, I tell you, he keeps it going. You know what I mean?
Tracy Morgan turns 55.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's with FMS Bank.
You are a moron. Ellen Pompeo. Pompeo?
Grey's Anatomy,
yeah.
Is it Pompeo or Pompeo?
Yes.
Susan?
I don't know.
Okay.
I've never heard it other than from your lips. So
Angel?
Whatever you say.
Pompeo? Feeling real confident about that? Do you know that? Are you sure?
Yes.
When it comes to Grey's Anatomy,
like
Angel knows.
I'm just giving you a hard time. I have no idea, but I'll trust Angel. Miranda Lambert turns 40 today.
Oh, she's my girl. I love her so much. All of her songs.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen you pulling your little red wagon.
Get a couple of bottles of wine in my wife and give her a karaoke mic.
She's Miranda?
Yeah. Does not matter. Yeah. Oh, my
no
God.
Way.
She gets into that song you were just talking about. You can't ride in my little red wagon. She's jumping up and down and just doing. Oh, my. She's so incredible. I've got a different word that I'd like to use, but Kiernan Shipka turns 24.
Watch your mouth, young man.
Kiernan Shipka.
Watch your mouth, young man.
Turns 24. Do you know
no
who
idea.
Kiernan? She looks really familiar, guys. I got no idea, but 24 years old. Mackenzie Foy turns 23.
Good for her.
I don't have a clue. Another one of those. Okay. All right. Let's get into the. Let's get to where Brian's going to dominate.
Okay. Get into the senior division. Who's playing shuffleboard today?
Bobby Rush, who turns 89. Bobby Rush, you're up on the shuffleboard.
Guessing at this age, Bobby Rush ain't rushing nowhere. He's Bobby Lollygag.
Bobby Meandering. Do you know who Bobby Rush is?
No, I don't. Do you, Susan?
No.
Okay.
He's a blues singer. He was. Or he is. I don't know if he still does it. Albert Hall is 86.
Nope.
What are you guys doing? Where are you today?
I don't know who Albert Hall is.
He was from Ally McBeal and Beloved, an actor. No, 86?
No.
Donna Fargo.
Oh.
She's the happiest girl.
In the whole USA. And yeah. She also, funny face. I love you.
I love you.
Funny face.
82 years old today. Tim Rice is 79.
Lyricist, songwriter. He does, yeah, those kind of things.
That, you know how confident Brian was in that one? He gave himself the mark before he even said it. So well done.
I knew that.
Jack Scalia is 73.
He's an attorney general. That's... He's a mob boss?
He's an actor. 73 years old today. Mackenzie Phillips is 64.
One day at a time. Go ahead. Yes. And how do you know her, Susan?
Well, from that, and she was in the original movie American Graffiti.
Yep.
Ah.
Yes,
I mean,
she
that was.
That was
her original movie, yeah.
Yeah, that's where we first discovered her, and daughter of the John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas.
Papas, yeah.
Very good. Vanessa Angel is 60.
Nope.
Vanessa Angel.
Cool name.
Is 60.
Made up.
From Kingpin.
Is she a stripper?
Nope.
Okay.
Ryan? No, she's not.
Okay.
You would have got it if it was. Hugh Bonneville is 60.
He's a boxer.
He's a car maker, isn't he? Hugh Bonneville?
He's an actor.
He is?
He's an actor.
I don't know what he does.
Okay. From Downtown Abbey.
Oh. No, it's downtown.
No, it's Downtown Abbey. 60 years old today. Tommy Davidson is 60.
He used to be in Living Color.
Correct. Yep. Comedian from In Living Color. Michael J. White.
Urkel.
Is that who that is?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Well, he is an actor. He's a black actor who played a comic book hero.
Yeah, it was not Urkel. She's right. Susan's right. I don't think. Did he? I everything on here is not Urkelish.
Okay, I might be thinking of Jaleel. Or something like that. Yes. I don't know.
All right.
We got it.
Susan got it. Yeah. Okay. Right. Where were we at here? Michael J. White. Chris Cagle turns 55 today.
Know Chris very well. Remember, guess what the chicken singing, Susan?
Yes.
Chris
yes.
Cagle was the first country artist who came in the studio and did that live for us.
I love What Kind of Gone of his song.
Yeah, he's had a lot of great ones.
Yeah. Orny Adams. There's your
Careful.
Stripper, Brian. There's your stripper. Orny, there is no age. Orny Adams is 53.
Good for him.
From Teen Wolf.
Yeah, no idea.
U-God.
U-God's from Wu-Tang.
Yeah, he is 53 years old today. What about Warren G?
Yeah, Warren G was he's like a rapper-singer guy.
He is a rapper-singer guy. I'll give it to you, 53, because I think I said the
Regulate was his song.
A little high here. What are you at, 12?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Walton Goggins.
No.
Walton Goggins, 52 years old.
Nope.
From Invincible, actor from Invincible. Matt Maher?
Nope.
Matt Mayer, maybe? Matt Maher.
He's a Christian singer.
He is a Christian singer. Well done, Angel.
Good job, Angel.
49. They're going to need every bit of help that they can get here. Jim Adkins.
Jimmy Eat World.
Yes. 48 years old today. Where are you at?
14.
14. All right. Eve.
Yeah. She's 45. A rapper singer.
Yes. Yeah. 45 years old today. You're making it close here. Chris Janois is 44. Chris Janois.
I believe he'll be in Reviewing the Wine.
Yes, yeah. Bassist of Silverchair is 44.
Okay.
Heather Matarazzo. Heather Matarazzo.
No.
Is 41. Josh Peck is 37.
Nope.
From Drake and Josh.
Correct. 37 years old today. Vince Deary.
Nope.
Vince Deary of Nico and Vince. They had just one song that really took off in like 2016.
No idea.
33 years old today. Genevieve Buchner. Buchner? Buchner? I don't know. Unreal is 32. Where are you at?
16.
Zoe Deutsch? Deutsch?
Careful.
Zoe Deutsch. D-E-U-T-C-H. I'm just going to start spelling them all out. Do you know Zoe Deutsch, Angel? Brian, do you know who Zoe Deutsch is?
No, I don't.
Susan?
No.
Do you know who Zoe Deutsch is?
Next.
From Vampire Academy is 29.
Pass.
Neil Gaiman.
Pass.
Do you know who Neil Gaiman is?
I know Neil Diamond. This must be like an impersonator.
G-A-I-M-A-N. Susan, do you know who Neil...
She would have said yes if she knew.
Okay, fine. All right. Well, sometimes she just waits for us to get done playing. 63, he was an author. Luckily for you guys, I've got one more here that counts as... How many do you need?
I don't know. We have 16.
This one counts as 5.
Okay.
Okay, local radio show host wife.
Jenna Schwint.
Jenna Schwint turns, I don't know how old, and even if I did, I do know, but I'm not going to say. But no, she is the love of my life and first birthday as my wife, and she is already up. And I got up this morning to leave for work, and she goes, turn that light back on. I'm like, well, I figured you're off today. You wanted to sleep. And she goes, no, I have to hear the birthday shout out from me. So,
Jenna, happy birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, from all of us.
Of course. Jenna, my darling, I love you very much. And thanks for being the best parts of me. 7:22 the time. It is Good Morning NoCo.
Hey there, welcome back in. It's 7:27 on your Friday morning. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo here. Brian Gary, Tanner Schwint, and a lovely Susan Moore, former Miss North Dakota, if you remember.
You did say North, right?
I did say North Dakota. Yeah, you don't need no damn age. They're all silent. All right, and Susan, of course, represented our fine state of North Dakota, where Susan and I both hail from. Back in 1990,
so at least it started with a 19.
Yes, it
for Susan.
It
for Brian,
it
was certainly.
Well, you know, as things are getting closer to Thanksgiving, dear Susan.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be a lot of traveling back to the homeland.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know,
wait till the roads get nice and icy and then we head up north.
Then we go on that long pilgrimage up there to the land of the north there to get together. You know, the land that's so flat where you can watch your dog run away for 3 days. You know, it's
and there he was. Gone.
Yeah, that's so true. And it was up there, if you remember. Remember Meteor? We used to listen to the old Reb on the radio.
Right.
And then there was...
KFYR.
Yeah, and then there was that meteorologist, Bubba Gump, you know, who'd say, up here in North Dakota, we got all kinds of wind there. We got the biting wind. We got the stinging wind. We got the frigid wind. You got the Arctic wind. You got polar vortex wind. You got, it goes on and on. But if you are taking a trip up there, here's a few things. These are a few things there, Susan, that you should never say or do in North Dakota. Now, have you ever been to North Dakota, Tanner Schwint?
No. Yes. No, south.
You've been to South Dakota.
Where's the
Mount Rushmore? That doesn't count. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a cool spot.
Hold it, Susan.
What?
Did you hear the question that he just asked?
I said,
what?
I said, where is South or where is Mount Rushmore?
Oh, where?
Oh,
yeah. He was trying to figure out which Dakota he went to, and then he's
wait,
which one has
the cool stuff?
They have
all the stuff people want to go to.
They
Dakota
have
for?
The heads of the presidents in there. We got the bodies in North Dakota. That's where Teddy Roosevelt was from. Doggone it! I tell you that. But if you're heading up there north, here's some things that you should not do. Never say anything negative about North Dakota. They take it pretty personal up there.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
right.
You should have given that before I started talking.
Absolutely. It's like fat jokes. You can make them about yourself, but with others, they're insulting. I'll tell you that. Never say no to a beer. If you're offered a beer in North Dakota, you must drink it.
Yep,
they love their beer
true.
There. If you don't drink it, you're a snob.
Correct. I kind of live by that North Dakota rule here.
See, you've got a little bit of... There's hope for you, Tanner. That's it. Never say you're cold.
Ah, yeah. Yeah?
Yeah, that's you say you're cold, a little chilly. Oh, look at the little girl in her parka. That's this one always gets me is, in North Dakota, never spread gossip. They said if you got the sudden urge to trash talk somebody, chances are it'll get back to them because everybody knows everybody there.
Yeah.
So you've been warned, but I'll always get that where, my mother will do this too, where it's, don't gossip, you don't talk about other people, you do that. Did you see the post that Kim has been putting up? And always, always when you go to visit somebody, you bring a gift.
Yes.
You bring a darn gift to the host. They say there's things you should never do. You should never show up without some kind of, as they called it, my wife used to call it a Mitbringsel.
A what?
Mitbringsel, which was German for something in your hand or something. I don't know.
Goodness. There you go.
There.
If you're planning a trip to North Dakota, you got some more. I tried it, but it didn't work.
No, that wasn't bad. You did really good there. You could join the lunch club.
If you're going to North Dakota, there's some things to do. 7:32 the time. We'll be right back. Where, Susan?
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Our Happy Life Gardens poll question today, we're throwing out the question of who in your family served, where did you serve? We just want to get a chance to say thank you to everyone. Sport texting in this morning. My military service was far from heroic, but it was certainly interesting and life-changing. I was assigned to Naval Hospital, San Diego, and one of my last tasks was to do a psychiatric evaluation on a prisoner of war returning from Vietnam. You know, and that's the thing, like, sport and everybody else, don't demean what you did. Everyone played a role.
Oh.
Just because you weren't on the front lines, I mean, everyone played it as such a crucial role in whatever they were doing there. Seeing a lot of good responses here from people throughout the course of the morning, sharing some pictures. Delane says, my dad, Perry Richard Sullinger, Navy World War II. Thanks to all our veterans for their service. Mike said, father, Terry was in... in the service, so I can get this to pull up real quick. Terry's a longtime texter, a longtime listener of KFKA. And Terry, let me see here. U.S. Navy, 1964 to 1970. So very good. I love seeing all this. And thank
Sound
you.
Out, veterans. We want to hear from you.
And we want to say thank you here on this Friday before Veterans Day. 7:36 the time, we're going to come back and review Old Dads. Not a review of how Brian raised his kids.
Ha!
It's a movie on Netflix. 7:36 the time, movie review is next. But first, bottom of the hour, news and Weather Center. Seven:41 the time. It's time for our movie review, and I was the one who picked this movie, saw it pop up on Netflix, and said, we're going to change it up. We've been switching it up. I had to suffer through the worst love movie of all time last week. We're going the exact opposite of that. Joining myself and Brian Gary here is Susan Moore, our Friday girl, and
our movie critic,
and I'm very interested because I have a feeling I'm going to be standing alone with my thoughts of another movie when we get into the reviews on this. But Susan, do you want to walk us through Old Dads on Netflix?
Sure, I do. Okay, the three men are in their 40s, around 50 years old, Jack, Mike, and Connor. They are dads in a cultural war with every person in the movie, including their wives at times. They've just sold their company, and the new CEO is a millennial who fires them unceremoniously, and that made me mad. But I found the foul language less than funny and yet totally got the hypocrisy of the two sensitive, emotionally fragile parents raising kids. You know, maybe that's how it is in a privileged private school. Is
yep.
that how it is?
I haven't been in one.
I don't know if you've been to Platte Valley, but...
No, I
don't know, but that is a lot of the rhetoric around the for lack of a better term, wokeism and stuff like that that was
well,
in this movie.
Well, that's what this was highlighting, was those who are still... what
people?
They would say, well, what they would say, toxically masculine
yeah.
type of thing against what would some would call a snowflake society. How those two mesh together and clash
right.
Between these relationships at the school. Would that does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, when the kid is hitting people with a stick, and their mom goes, Oh, no, you have to express yourself.
Oh,
and yes. I just wanted to take that stick after the kid.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I wanted to see how far of a field goal I could have kicked with him.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So this movie, Bill Burr stars in this movie, and Bill Burr is a stand-up comic who I don't think this is his first movie that he's done, but definitely the biggest one so far. Bill Burr is a guy that I don't find tremendously funny a lot of times, but I really kind of liked him in this role as this no filter dad in this, and just a dose of reality for people who have maybe lost touch in a lot of ways.
Yeah, there were some scenes where that was really funny. Mm-hmm. You know, the differences. The one scene that truly did make me laugh, because I can honestly say I went through the first 50 minutes without really a giggle.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. Same here.
The scene where he goes to pick up the kid and he's 2 minutes late?
Yeah, that's where I got a little giggle in there.
There's a lot of phrases that we can't use here.
Well, and that's probably what threw me off a little bit.
It caught me off guard with just every once in a while how vulgar it was.
Yeah,
and that's where I got a couple of laughs. When he was lighting into the principal, why did you make me set my kid down if you're not going to charge me? Because they charge, what was it, like $1 for every minute that you're late picking up the kid?
That concept was funny.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. So when he lights into her, I thought that was pretty funny. And it set up the apology in front of the whole... I thought there were moments like that, for me, I think was maybe the highlight of this movie. But Susan, you didn't love this, I'm guessing.
I didn't even like it.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. No, not at all. I found I was just so uncomfortable for both sides.
Yeah.
The politically correct mumbo jumbo, whatever that was. And then this guy, this Jack, who just flew off the handle for everything. You know, kid riding one of those little motor scooters, you know, he's screaming and swearing at him. I just thought, where am I? This is not my kind of movie at all.
Well, and I was thinking they were trying to showcase these two different sides, and then, you know, how do we all come together? Like there was maybe this underlying lesson to be learned, but there wasn't.
See, and I thought there was. I thought they tied it in at the end where, you know, because he's pulling back into his yard after his second kid gets delivered, and there's one of those guys on the motorbikes or whatever, the little scooters that they ride, and he gets ready to yell and goes, no. Like he learns that there's more to it than just being mad about everybody else. You've got what he's got right there, and when the guy walks up, as they're playing catch at the end?
He's playing catch with his newborn baby in one of those slings on the front of his body. And
yeah.
Kyla and I are watching this. My wife thought it was pretty funny, by the way.
I'm telling you, Kyla and I are more alike on this stuff than she would like to
tell
admit.
Her that. Again, I don't want to be married to you. But we're seeing this baby out front. Remember the Habajiba show where I came out with my grandson strapped to the front of me? And I said, call him Carlos. He was wearing one of those playing catch in the front yard. And Kyla and I are both saying, this is not a good idea. What if you miss? You're going to hit the baby with the ball.
Yeah.
And that's what a passerby stopped and said. Was, hey, buddy, probably not the best idea. And earlier in the movie, Bill Barr would have gone off on this guy, but he ate it until the guy left and then just quietly said what he was thinking to himself. So there was a lesson. I just want to point out the one scene that I thought was hilarious was Bill Barr goes outside on the patio to smoke a cigar. And the guy who owns the motel comes up to tell him he can't smoke there while he's exhaling a cloud of vape.
Yeah.
You know, where he's vaping and Bill Barr is smoking the cigar and they're arguing about why they're not the same thing.
I thought that was very funny.
I thought it was a really, really good scene. The guy who played the hotel manager is the same guy who played Richard Jewell in the Clint Eastwood film about Richard Jewell and the whole Atlanta bombing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was the same guy who was there. But so there it was. It was old dads. I was shocked that it wasn't about De Niro and Pacino.
'cause
That would have made more sense.
It would have. I thought it was actually really well done here, and I'm trying to dig into the cast members here, because that same scene that you're talking about, Brian, about smoking the cigar and the gal sitting across the way that keeps weighing in on stuff.
Oh, the belching, farting lady.
I'm like 99% sure I saw.
You're related to her.
I'm 99% sure I've got a buddy that would love to go out with. No. I'm pretty sure I saw her at the Comedy Fort in Fort Collins.
Oh, really?
And Jenna was the one who goes, that's that gal, because we had drinks with her afterwards.
This was when we were first starting. I think you mentioned this to me.
Yeah, she was hitting on my brother like in a ridiculous fashion.
Really?
And that was her sense of humor. Like, she was just raunchy and nasty. And I need to dig in and see if that was her, because I'm pretty sure it was her. And that's why I was like, that is awesome. If that is the case, that is awesome, because she was working and trying to. She had auditioned for Letterkenny and didn't quite get the role there. So that's like kind of her style, and this is kind of in that same realm. And I'm pretty sure it was her, but I got to try and find that out, because I thought she was actually kind of funny too.
I didn't know onions could do that to a person.
Right?
What was happening to her?
Right? But. No, I think. But Susan, what you said about being you were uncomfortable for both sides.
Yeah.
I thought that was really well done, because this could have easily gone the whole opposite way of poking fun at the politically correct people in the mumbo jumbo, and it did, but it also poked fun at the people who fly off the handle at the smallest things and so on. Like, I thought the uncomfortable nature of the movie and the realism behind a lot of it, when the parents are arguing and the kid walks out, like, I thought for a comedy movie, they did a good job of adding some real world context into it. And I kind of like that uncomfortable spot for both of them. I was surprised that it did poke fun at both sides, because normally you don't get that in movies. It's either going to appeal to this group or this group. And this pushed everybody into an uncomfortable spot of saying, okay, I'm like, right off the bat, I'm like, I'm identifying way more with Bill Burr. And then he starts poking fun at this. I'm like, oh, that's a good point. Like, it pushed everybody to be in that middle area, which I actually kind of enjoyed.
Well, did you have a thought, Susan?
Well, I don't know. I did appreciate the movie, and that Jack, Bill Burr, whatever, actually started off as just the most disgusting person.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him kind of blossom into a more, as you said, middle ground person, but I still didn't think he was funny, and I didn't think the writing was funny, and I didn't think bits were funny. I was really disappointed.
It's funny, because as you were saying that, I was writing down that a comedy made starring a comedian, the one thing you would expect is that it were funny, and I didn't find the script funny. It didn't click me. Let's see, ratings time.
It was her. Steph Tellev, it was her from the comedy. Okay. Okay, sorry. I just had to look that up. Squirrel. It was
yeah,
her.
No
very
kidding.
Good.
Wow.
Very good. Okay.
Oh, good. There's my gum.
Yeah, there. Okay, I'm so sorry.
All right.
But
yeah.
She was awesome. Okay.
What do you give it, Susan, or do you want me to start?
I'm going to give it a 4.
Ooh.
Or a PU. You know,
it was a stinker.
I got that from you. I understood what I was in for.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Go ahead, buddy.
I'll go about a 4.3. We'll give it just a little bit more. 4.3, because I did giggle at the vape scene, and there were a couple other where it did make me smile.
I'm going to, shocker, I'm going to disagree with you guys on a movie.
No.
And I'm going to give it a 6.7. Like, it's still not a great movie, but I think that I would watch that again. If somebody hadn't watched it and they're like, well, what about that? I would sit there and watch that again.
It's made more for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Than for an old dad like me.
For sure. And now, Susan, we want to review Brian's parenting skills, as he is an old dad now. So do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I think he's done a really good job. I like his kids. And I like his grandkids.
What would you give him on a scale of 1 to 10? No, I'm just kidding.
Stop it. Stop it.
Susan, we love having you every single Friday. Thanks so much for the laughs and the fun. And we'll figure out a movie for next week. And as Brian said, at least it wasn't animated.
Yep.
I didn't pick an animated movie this week. So thanks so much for the fun, Susan. It's always great having you.
Okay, thanks so much, guys. Have a wonderful weekend.
You do the same.
I will. I'm Susan on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Oh, still to come, we've got all the fun you could need. We've got Jerry Lucas, who is a Vietnam veteran that is going to join us. Jerry's, this is kind of becoming a tradition.
It is.
I believe this will be the third year in a row,
yeah.
Which is crazy because we haven't been.
Well, I had him on my afternoon show. He had been in the studio there at the old building.
Okay.
And then we had him a year ago on the phone. On our show.
Very good. Very good.
So, yeah.
So we'll have Jerry Lucas on just to talk about what Veterans Day means to him and share some of his experience of coming back as a veteran. Really excited about that. We'll have Wheel of Meat at 8:20 where we're going to give away $50 worth of free meat to a lucky listener out there. As long as you haven't won the Wheel of Meat in 30 days, you are eligible to play the game with us coming up about 8:20. Jerry Schimmel, voice of the Colorado Rockies, we'll get his thoughts on. He was also the former voice of the Denver Nuggets. Get his thoughts on the Nuggets and what's going on Amazing Americans. We've got Wine at 9 coming up at 9 a.m. with Kevin McFarling from the Greeley Stampede and Cody Wilson, Denver Front Range weather meteorologist, and then we'll have our Fusco Pizza game day predictions still to come in that 9:30 hour, and I'm out of breath just talking about how much we have to do.
I love this day. Friday is always a blast, so stay with us. Let's have some fun.
TGIF, am I right?
There you are.
Hour number 3 coming your way next.